2 to tie. Michigan would have to bring it.
Oh, he walked. He walked and the referee missed it.
Weber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
He got by with a walk, and Jimmy calls a timeout. He doesn't realize that's Michigan's too many. And so it'll be a technical foul. North Carolina shooting and the ball.
All right, we're on to week 6 of no timeouts. We're about almost a third of the way through the NFL season already. It's pretty crazy how quick, you know, these things kind of fly by. We're already figuring out who's real, who's not. You know, there will, of course, be some NFL teams that kind of pop up out of nowhere as the season goes on, as injuries kind of, you know, make their way, as they inevitably do in football. And, of course, here to discuss the ins and outs, to go over our picks from last week, to pick some new picks this week, is the usual crew. What's going on, Kyrie? What's going on, Pope? How y'all feeling?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I think I did pretty well last week, if I remember correctly.
Well, you picked the Ravens, so we can start there.
Well, yeah. I guess that didn't go well. Yeah. I'm fine with the Ravens tonight. Yeah.
And you started off
I usually don't do this,
but
yeah, and I did it. Yeah.
The one week.
Yeah. So
you,
I got
caused, so you caused the drops.
That's what you're saying. I'm gonna say,
what's the hold up on, well, not the hold up, but what's the situation? Obviously you watched the game. I watched some of the game. You know, I was busy watching the Colts. There's a lot of talk in terms of, like, who's taking the blame in terms of, like, Lamar, because he had, you know, some turnovers. He's leading the league in fumbles. And then there's also another group of people talking about how, you know, PFF had him the highest-rated quarterback, and the receivers all dropped passes, like, a couple of touchdowns. It'd be a different game. So after you watch the game, Pope, you can chime in as well. Like, where do you stand in terms of, do you think Lamar played well despite the 10 points, or are you putting more of the blame on Lamar and the receivers? Like, what was your takeaway?
I mean, in terms of just that week against the Steelers, I think Lamar played a great game up until that pick. I think that pick was his only mistake. You know, I don't even really blame him for the fumble, really. Ronnie Stanley got beat terribly. Lamar was doing a three-step drive. He was in the middle of throwing the ball. There's really nothing you could do about that. But I do blame him for the pick. It was an awful pick. But aside from that, yeah, I mean, Lamar, he's been accurate the entire season. You know, since week one, he's been making really good throws. He's been decisive with the football. And I mean, it was a terrible game from the receivers in terms of drops, but we had no drops, you know, entering week 5. So it's not like I can say, you know.
Now you're top 5 in the league in drops.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the offense in general has just been clunky, you know, and I think it's just the growing pains. A new offensive coordinator. There's a lot of new pieces on the team. There's not a lot of continuity because of injuries, you know, so we're constantly filling guys in on the line. Like Falele ended up coming in at some point from Mercari, and he was confused. Yeah, he's a backup RT.
No, I know. You know, I know.
Yeah. Getting abused by TJ Watt, you know.
Can I just point out that we're in various group chats, and Kyrie was calling a lot of what transpired in the game at least a couple of drives ahead of time. I just want to point that out. Like,
hey, it's bro,
like
you should have been on FanDuel live betting.
The stars aligned, and he was just like, Lamar Pitt coming. Right, like he was just calling a lot of things, and I mean, I want to say everybody was calling him over dramatic in the group chat at one point, and he was like, "I know this team, they're done."
I saw how we played. I said, "Oh, I'm not convinced."
And this is before the Pickens like Hail Mary play on Marlon Humphrey.
Hey man,
he's coming off an injury. You know, it's just things like that.
Hey man, all I'm hearing is a missed opportunity to make some money. That's all I'm hearing.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, bro. Like, my heart more often, bro.
You could have covered taking Baltimore as your lock. That's what you could have did.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah. I just won't bet on the Ravens going for it. I mean, that's the conclusion I'm coming to.
I mean, this week is ripe if you want to bet them, though. I mean, they are a road favorite, right?
Well, they're in London, though.
They're, you know, in London, bro. Like, it's too
much. Everybody's on the road.
Yeah. They're in London.
I guess I didn't do well last week. Is what we're getting at.
I did 1-1, right? I can't get these. I either get the lock or the upset. This week, my lock was 10-point favorite Lions over Carolina. I felt like that was an easy no-brainer. Carolina didn't even put up a fight for most of that game, so I felt good there. Even without Amon-Ra, like, it really didn't matter.
And Gibbs.
They were hanging it up on them, man. Yeah. I love it. And upset, I had Green Bay over Vegas.
They should have won.
Upset. They should have won.
Jordan Love blew that game. Jeez.
I am glad I pulled out of that parlay. So I did text the group and was like, hey, I got Green Bay as the last leg of this parlay. I did pull out right before the game. So I chickened out, and I'm glad I did.
Fair enough. Yeah, Jordan Love, that was bad. I've tried to really be a believer. I thought he was, solid at least, but that was a bad game.
I don't want to doubt him off of one game.
He hasn't been that, like, his best game was against the Bears, which looked a lot better in week one compared to, like, what we've seen from the Bears.
And that's because there was no tape on him. Nobody knew what his tendencies are. Nothing.
I mean, it's like it, so it seems like he's getting worse.
The defense is caught up, and they're taking away the easy stuff that he had in that offense. And he's still missing Aaron Jones, who is the best offensive player on the team. So I do want to give him a little bit of slack there. I don't expect greatness from him, but I don't think he's, like,
I mean, three picks is three picks, man.
Three picks is three picks, especially against Vegas.
Yeah, against Vegas. Like, that was a Although super – and the one, game was right
that
there.
That one
Vegas,
that
– Vegas was trying to give them the game.
The kid turned around, like, all the way through, wide open ball, clearly underthrown. But that one, you can't do nothing about that pick. That was just an amazing play by the defender on that one. I think it was
yeah, he threw it late. It was Robertson, yeah.
Malik Robertson. That was an incredible play. Even though the ball was late, I get all of that. But the kid turned around, found the ball in the air as he's spinning around. Like, come on, man.
No, I mean, fair. It's a good play. But, again, he was late. Enough. But fair enough. Like,
but so I did cash in the lock, so I do feel good about cashing the lock versus the upset.
Fair enough. I had a great bounce back week. I believe I went 2-0. I had the Dolphins. They covered against the nasty Giants. Dolphins at home. And then my upset pick, I believe, was the Colts. Yeah, I think it was the Colts. And they came back and won at home. Big bounce back game. Even though Richardson keeps getting hurt. But
you got to protect that boy, man.
I mean, well, himself, this one, really. But this one wasn't even a running. Like, he just got hit and just, like, got hit awkward and it messed up his shoulder. Like, he was in the pocket when he got hurt. So I can't really fault him too much for not sliding or anything like that. But nonetheless, this was, like, he's probably going to be out multiple weeks. I will say at least they have Gardner Minshew is probably better than, like, six or seven starters in the league right now. Not to say that that's, I mean, it's a low bar, but he is probably better than a few starters. Like, He'd probably be an upgrade over, like Zach Wilson or maybe Kenny Pickett. Like, there's a couple of guys on decent teams that they probably should have signed Gardner Minshew. So I feel decent about the Colts, and that'll actually get us right into this week. This will get us right into this week because, and I'm going to start, and we're going to start with the upsets.
Listen,
and
remember what I did last week, Rodney, before you go.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? I know it's Gardner Minshew. They're going against the Jags in Jacksonville. And I'll tell you my logic.
Finally back home for London.
And that's exactly why I'm taking the Colts, because 2 weeks in London and then you're coming back. I know their sleep schedules are not right. I'm going purely based off time zone travel. There's no way that you're going to sit here and tell me that, A, the Jaguars didn't benefit from being in London that second week with the Bills coming in. When they beat the Bills last week. And so if that's true, that means them coming back, historically, when teams are in London, they usually have a bye week the following week, historically. But there's so many teams in London now that they're not really doing that as much. So 2 weeks in London, this is the first team that's ever been in London for 2 weeks back-to-back.
And Zolder is really trying to make that a thing. Like,
yeah,
the London Jaguars. Like,
yeah, 100%. And so and Roger Goodell even said, this is very experimental. We don't know what's, like, if it's an advantage or a disadvantage. We're going to learn a lot and so on and so forth. So they don't really know. Yeah,
we're going to learn with the players' bodies and
literally.
Schedules so, and money on the line. We'll just figure it out.
Yeah, like, literally. And so
Matt Milano broke his leg, didn't he, or something like that during the game?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
stuck
he
in
did.
The turf. Like, come on.
And, and I've heard the turf in London is terrible.
It's so. A soccer turf.
But the thing is, the worst part about it is that they could have played at Tottenham Stadium. They have a grass field. It's not like all the stadiums over there are like they just are choosing.
Correct. They still put in the slit turf because it looks better on the broadcast.
Basically. So
it's more vibrant. It's more colorful. It helps. Whatever.
So, there are other picks that I like just as much. I really wanted to bet the Texans at home. That was another upset that I really liked a lot and, you know, still in real life may bet. But I'm going full London theory Colts just again purely based off of the
how confident
time zone change.
Like if you put this is the money I'm betting for the week and I'm putting down what percentage on this upset?
I mean, I usually only try to bet, you know, whatever game I bet, I usually bet $100. So, you know, I'm putting $100 on it just like I'm putting on every other single. So if I bet three games, it'll be a third of my bankroll for one Sunday.
Okay, that's fine. 33%. I got you. That's confidence.
I think the Colts have a good overall team. They have a good team, and you know the Jags. I'm not a full-on believer. I think the Colts will definitely cover the spread. Now, if they win, I think that'll be much more of a 50-50 toss up. But I think the spread's at like 4. I've seen some books at 5 or 4.5. I think they'll cover the spread pretty easily. But, you know, so we'll see. I'm still undecided in real life if I'll bet that money line or spread. But for the sake of
right
this.
Right now it's at 5, according to ESPN.
Yeah. So, but, you know, here, you know, this is for the win for the pod. So, my pick is the Colts
for the
upset.
It might come down to a field goal anyway. So, either way, you win.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Kyrie, what you got? Yeah. We're going upsets.
Well, my upset is based purely off of hate. If that's how we're going off of feelings and everything. I don't like the team. I'm considering my team lost a divisional game last week. I'm always hoping that my divisional rivals lose. So I'm going with the Seahawks upsetting the Bengals. I think the Seahawks are coming off a bye. Their defense is hot. I'm still not really convinced by the Bengals' offense. We know Joe Burrow still hurt. Now, T. Higgins may be back this week, and I think that does make a difference. But the way that the Seahawks' D-line has been coming at the quarterback, I think their secondary has been playing well as of late. I think they can give Joe Burrow some hell. So
they might got two of the best young corners in the league.
Yeah, you know, so I think I'm going with the Seahawks over the Bengals.
I can't be mad at it. Is Lightning going to strike twice, right? Is Burrow going to stay hot and keep that rolling, or is – T. Higgins coming back going to mess up all the chemistry he was just building by playing hero ball with Chase. So we'll see how that works out.
He was moving a lot better. I'll give him that at least. It's like he was moving better.
I mean, when you get called out on it and you kind of you can't fake the funk no more, man. All right. So I'll jump into my upset. I am taking the last game of the week again in prime time. I'm going to take the Chargers coming off of a bye. Over the Cowboys is my upset. Right now they're giving the Cowboys 2 points after the 49ers just bent them over the knee. And I just think the Chargers, they should be getting Eckler back this week. I'm just going to take it. I know it'll be a Dallas Cowboy home game basically at SoFi, so I get that. But I don't know. Something just tells me to just take the Chargers. I think the Cowboys kind of got that confidence shot a little bit, to be honest, with that 49ers. Now, every defense isn't a 49ers defense. However, I'm going to take this to be a shootout, and I'll take Herbert winning that shootout over Dakota right now.
Yeah, I almost picked that, actually. I was surprised that the Cowboys was favorite, actually, but
it's got to be the defense because I don't see how the Cowboys offense could really be favored at this point. They purely think Michael Parsons is going to just dominate the offensive line of the Chargers.
That's going from the 49ers defense to the Chargers defense is definitely going to help them out. I'll give them that at least
100%.
But I will say another one that before I get to my favorite that is super sneaky that I will also be betting the spread, not the money line. So that's why I didn't take it. But I think the spread to cover is pretty close to a lock. It's the Browns at home coming off the bye to the 49ers. The over-under is only 37. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game. That Browns defense is really, really good. Don't you know, people are getting fooled because they had that one bad week against the Ravens. That defense is still really good. I think they're going to cover that spread. It's at like 5.5 right now. Not sure if they're going to win, but Deshaun Watson will be back. That's a very sneaky game. One of these undefeated teams are going to, you know, lose or slip up eventually. It's not going to be the Eagles against the Jets. Cool. So I'm going to go to my favorite. Again, I there's a lot of games I like, but I'm going to stick. It's tough, you know, but I'm just going to stick with who got me here from last week. And I'm going to ride with the Dolphins again. You know, I know Achane is hurt. Achane is hurt. And so that's, you know, a big element out of their run game, you know. But Mostert, I think, can pick up some of that slack. He had a really good game the first 2 weeks of the season when Achane really wasn't even playing yet. Jeff Wilson Jr. is rumored to be coming back possibly. He's at least eligible to come back, so he might get activated off the IR. And gosh, the Panthers are just awful. They're just terrible. I mean, to be that terrible and to not have your first round pick is just truly just an all time awful, awful move.
Saw Frank Wright admit in a press conference that ownership picked the quarterback and that they wanted to go with someone else.
Oh, I mean, that probably sounds about right. Because to be honest, I don't see how I personally never ever saw how Bryce Young was the best quarterback in this draft. I wasn't totally sold on Stroud. You know, obviously Richardson was, you know, has the highest upside. So like if I had the first pick, I would have probably picked Richardson just purely based off of tools and, you know, upside and those sorts of things. You know what I mean? But like I also was a fan of CJ Stroud. I would have also taken him over Bryce Young. Not sure if I would have took him over Richardson, but clearly like he probably is at least equivalent, if not better than Richardson right now.
Can I take us to conspiracy land real quick?
Let's hear it.
All right, 30 seconds. So the Carolina Panthers, after they hired Frank Wright, who did they hire as their quarterback's coach? That would be Josh McCown. Josh McCown worked personally with CJ Stroud this entire offseason and last year. He was known to be a CJ Stroud fan. That was the guy he wanted. Frank Wright liked CJ Stroud because of his size. He reminded him of Andrew Luck size-wise, and not punishment that he can take, but just in general, his frame was better than Bryce's. And after the hire, after everything came down, they ended up trading up and taking Bryce over him. And now the words that Frank Wright used to this week in a press conference is, hey, man, you know, sometimes ownership makes decisions over the coaches. And that was alluding to the Bryce over Stroud argument.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely makes sense. However, he sucks as a coach regardless. He's ass. And I'm glad that he's getting exposed for the ass coach that he is. He's fucking awful.
Hey, Adam Thielen, career year.
Yeah, I mean, garbage time king. Right. So, yeah, but the Dolphins are at 13.5, I'm seeing right here. They can't make this high enough. It's the same vibe as last week, especially at home. You know, the Dolphins have underrated one of the best home field advantages because they have the other team on the sideline in the sun and they get the shade. One of the most underrated advantages of a home team that you could have in the NFL. You know, and I just think that this offense is going to put up points against not good teams. Like they're going to put up points against bad teams. I don't think the Panthers defense is terrible, but it's definitely not good by any stretch of the imagination. Their run defense is average at best, maybe. In their pass defense, JC Horn, he may be back, but he's may not be back as well. He's still injured.
Every time he comes back, he plays one series and gets hurt. Yeah, I feel bad for him. He's a good player when he plays, but
yeah, he's Jamal Adams Jr.
Yeah.
So I'm just riding. I just think the Dolphins are just killing, are just going to keep killing bad teams. You know, I think when they go up against teams that are good, it's going to, you know, they're not a shoo-in, but against these bad teams, I trust them. I trust them to run that score up. So I'm going to take the Dolphins at home over the Panthers.
I like that. That's the easy pick. I think it's a very,
hey man, work smarter, not harder.
I was going to say this week, I feel like a lot of these favorites are pretty easy, you know, picks, you know. With that being said, I'm going with the Rams beating the Cardinals. The Rams are at home. Not that that really matters for an LA team, but the Rams will be at home. Cooper Kupp looked good. He's been back. He looks good along with Puka. The Cardinals are still the Cardinals. They've been competing, you know, but they don't have an elite defense. They don't have an elite offense. They don't have anything close to either, actually. And I think the spread is at 7. I think they'll win by probably around 10, if not 14. So I'm going with the Rams over the Cardinals.
Hey, not a bad pickup. My lock, I am trying my hardest to stay away from the Philadelphia Eagles at the Jets. I just don't know what to make of this Jets team. I know Zach Wilson sucks, but the Jets defense is legit and Breece Hall is amazing. And I just don't understand why they won't do something. There is rumor that Kirk Cousins may be on the way. We'll see. But I'm staying away from that in true fashion. I might put like $5 on that somewhere. I'll throw that in a parlay. I'm pretty sure of it. But I'm going, my absolute lock of the week is San Fran, 4.5 over Cleveland. I know Cleveland's defense is real, get it. But right now, San Fran is on a pace that is undeniable. And they've scored double the amount of points that Cleveland has scored this year so far in 5 weeks. So,
Well,
regardless of
Cleveland
how
already
good
had
that
their bye,
defense
to be
is,
fair. Cleveland
they
had had their
did.
bye.
But San Fran is at 168 points and
I
Cleveland's at
mean, they're
7.
putting up points. I mean,
It's
I'm not
crazy,
going to
bro.
allow you to make this pick until you apologize for Brock Purdy.
Apologize for what?
Believe me, for what? For slandering his good name, for dragging his name through the mud, calling him a bum.
I thought we already took care of that. We took care of that
No,
in week
I
one.
wouldn't need,
We
I
did
don't
that
need
in
to
the
hear a formal
preseason.
apology.
A formal apology. I'm sorry for Brock Purdy throwing to wide open people for 80% of his
That's
career
crazy.
and being on a team full of all pros. I am so
Would
sorry.
you accept that apology, Pope?
I am 100% sorry that
This how you
CMC and
apologize to
Brandon
your wife? This how you apologize
Ayuk and Debo and George
to
Kittle and
your
Trent Williams. I mean, and
wife?
Kyle Shanahan is the coach. Like, oh my gosh, how dare I say that he is the weak link on this team. No, Brock Purdy has been doing some amazing throws. I do think he has risen above that criticism of last year of just, hey, he throws to who's open, who's ever open on the scheme. He's making some baller throws, and the world and myself owe him an apology for the low expectations. So I do think that Brock Purdy is legit. Is he some Pro Bowl quarterback? No, I don't think so. He'll get there
I mean,
just
fair.
the 49ers there, but
Well, this
no,
is how I
he's
know
better than
you're a
some
proper
scrubs.
family man. This is how I know you're a married, proper family man coming around apologizing on some shit you already apologized for.
Hey
That's
man, I'm consistent. I'm
what's up.
consistent. And the minute Brock Purdy has a meltdown game, I'll be flip-flopping again. Trust me.
Hey, it might be this week. I'm telling you, it might be this week. I'm really worried about that Browns defense.
Just run Debo on one side
They
and
get
just
rid of the
attack
ball quickly.
Newsom with
I mean,
Ayuk. That's all. Just stay away from Denzel Ward. Like, just don't throw it at Denzel Ward. That's all
fair.
I say.
They'll do a bunch of screens per usual. They'll do a
Just
bunch of
dump it to
slants. I mean,
CMC.
that's all they have to do.
CMC's, yeah, like, come on. Like, this isn't rocket science here. If it's
And it
not
isn't like,
CMC, Kittle fakes the block and sneaks out the back. They don't have the linebackers to keep up. So,
the 49ers are an elite offense in their own right. So, I mean, it's an elite offense going against an elite defense. It's not a screen offense
yeah,
going
but
against.
here's the part that evens it out is that A, Deshaun Watson couldn't throw a ball over 10 yards a week ago, right? So now he's jumping into this game
Well,
against this defense that has
they're
made
saying
everybody
PJ,
look silly.
what's his name? PJ
Yeah, they
Walker.
just signed a kid, PJ Walker, that's supposed to start over the DTR.
Yeah, I mean
So
he was awful.
he's coming in on what, 3 days notice, and your first test is the 49ers? Give me all of the, I will put 90% of my betting this week on this game,
Well,
bro.
okay, fair. This is assuming if PJ Walker's out there, or God forbid that rookie's back out there, then yeah, forget anything I said about the Browns.
I mean, even if Deshaun's out there, I still feel comfortable, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at the spread and it was like 4.5, you said. I saw it at
Yeah,
five and
I
a half
got
at
four
one
and a
point,
half
but the
right now
over
on
under is
ESPN.
only like 37. So I'm like, if there's not that many points scored,
So they're expecting Cleveland to, I mean, they're expecting the Niners to score 30.
clearly. And the Browns scored like, clearly. Like, I'm like, something not adding up here. That's, it's kind of how I felt about the Ravens and Steelers after I looked at it a little while.
I mean, it feels like they're going to throw Myles Garrett on the right tackle, and they're assuming they're going to be able to do what Philly did to the Niners and just disrupt off the edge and rattle Purdy and all of this jazz. But I just don't. I don't see it happening, man. They're way too creative. And Kevin Stefanski is coaching for his actual job every single game at this point. Yeah, there's actually a couple. Next week, we should do a, you know, coach hot seat, because we got a lot of people coaching for their life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's get through, you know, there are some people coaching for their life. I think the first coach fired will be something that maybe we all have to submit our name for who we think first coach fired is going to be.
Oh, you're just going to keep attacking the cancer survivor. That's what you're going to do.
No, I'm not. I mean,
to be honest, you want to say Riverboat?
I'm not going to say Riverboat. First coach fired and first coach who deserves to be fired are two different lists. So I'm not going to say Riverboat. And otherwise, I'd be saying Belichick, but I can't say him either. So I'll give it another week and then give an official pick. Everybody will give an official pick. But again, you know, deserved and who actually will get fired, two separate situations.
With you.
I like the idea, though.
Yeah, I feel confident in my locks this week. I think 100% I know for a fact I'm putting 90% of whatever I bet this week on this Niners game. 10% for the upset. My
picks. I didn't bet on the Ravens, so I typically get them right aside from that. You know, that seems to be my downfall.
Yeah, we might have to do a little pod parlay.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's get something going.
Yeah, we might have to, you know, it could be anything, a prop, a game. Is everybody just give your best pick? We'll just run a little three legger.
I like it. Let's see. We'll see what went wrong.
Yeah, I'll screenshot mine and throw it in the chat there.
Yeah. I won't put anybody on the spot now. But maybe at the end of the pod we can do that next week. Like do like a little player prop situation or whatever or maybe one of the picks that you already said. Like you got to nominate a pick for the pod parlay.
All right, I'm nominating San Fran. The more I think about it, the more I feel like it's disrespectful that they got a 4.5 line. Like, that's crazy to me.
Don't disagree, actually.
Hey, man, I think it's 4.5 for a reason.
That's true. Vegas doesn't get this stuff wrong that often.
Hey, man, 4.5. I'm just saying. Just something about it is sniffing. It's like this is a little – sometimes when it's a little too easy – Vegas is some sneaky people. But I'm gonna bet. I'm gonna wait to see where the public money goes. I usually try to go against the public money. If there's like 70% of bettors that bet on the 49er, I'm going the other way. I'm just telling you now.
We do have some juicy. Not to keep this going, but we do have some juicy protege games. Right, the Raiders face the Patriots. McDaniels versus the Hood. The hoodie, right, and Belichick, and then you do have Brian Daboll facing the Bills. Little coach protege. Yeah.
Well, last week we had Hackett versus the Broncos, so you know, what's been going on.
Personally, think Sean Payton has done enough to get fired in his first year, but that family that the Broncos are probably too cheap to just pay him to go away because they gave him a 10-year highest paid contract.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're gonna give him the opportunity to have a quarterback that he wants.
But in the same season, you lost. You let a team put up 70 points against you, and then you lost against a guy that you said was the worst coach in all of football last year. Like yeah, that's what you did in one year.
Agree.
But and like that guy doesn't even have his quarterback. Money. He beat you with Zach Wilson, the bust of all busts, next to Trey Lance.
You don't have to look at it like the Broncos organization has made a lot of mistakes, you know, in the last close to.
Oh, they sold their soul for Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl. I 100% believe that. And they've been cursed ever since.
They don't want to admit that they got it wrong on their coach in the first year after giving him such a contract. They're going to let him ride it for at least 3 years.
Oh, make more mistakes like we saw with John Gruden and the Raiders? They're still digging out of that hole. Like, I mean, honestly, cut bait. Like, Russ has a massive dead cap number. Just cut him this year. Like, what's the point of waiting? You're going to keep paying him and knowing that this is what you're going to get. Cut him, tank. You know what I mean? Like, I know this podcast doesn't like tanking, but you know, you got to do something, man. This is embarrassing to watch.
I mean, you know, let's like, can we at least wait for the tank to happen in like December? Like, tanking, like, we're going into the season tanking. That's when I have to draw a line. Like, can you at least try?
It's real, a quarterback
like,
league,
get some,
man.
Get some self-awareness that you suck and then tank. Like,
I mean, maybe that self-awareness happens in the offseason. Like, it's a quarterback.
No, you cannot have
you got to go through training camp, bro. Like,
come on.
Do you? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm a Tampa fan. We went through every year in training camp seeing the renaissance of Jameis Winston and how he's carving up the defense. When in reality, our defense just sucked. Like, so iron can't sharpen iron if you don't have iron. Like, if your defense sucks, everybody's going to look great in the offseason. And then week one, you get dubbed, and then you're just in for 17 weeks of mediocrity and hell, brother.
Man, mediocrity is better than being ass.
But the Broncos are ass and expensive at that.
I mean, yeah, should the Broncos tank? I mean, yeah, probably at this point. Like, you got to consider it. But, I mean, again, football culture is different. I mean, hell, they might – shit. Sean Tate Payton might be taking. That's why he's been so bad.
I mean, cool. Hey, that worked out for what's his old boy Matt Rhule for Carolina. Like, do so bad you get fired, they have to pay you anyway, and you just take another job.
Yeah, that's true. He's laughing at the bank. That was a good one.
And he's got two of them. He's got
and he can just stay in college forever. He's just like never has to go back to the NFL.
Fine. Like, sign me up. How do we get there? All right, enough coach talk. This was a good one. I think we had some good bets this week in general.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be back to recap it next week, and we'll let y'all know what parlays we ended up throwing in there.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely will. Also, Shane Steichen, good coach. And yeah, so yeah, no more coach talk. Good pod, fellas. You know, let's make some money.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
All right, see y'all next week.
All right, y'all.